the Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee meeting for April 16th, 2021. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congressman Keane.
Present. Next is a prayer. I'll go ahead and offer a prayer. Please bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We ask that you please give blessings upon us today as we try to make decisions that benefit the Osage people. We ask that you lay your healing hands upon those who are suffering or who have loved ones that are ill at this time. We are thankful for your many blessings, and we ask you to please just watch over us and guide us in the future. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Next on the agenda is please approve the minutes for yesterday. For 4/15/2021. Thank you.
Motion to approve the minutes from April the 15th, 2021, as presented.
Second.
There's been a motion to approve the minutes for April 15th, 2021, and a second. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
All those opposed?
Yes.
There is none. Motion carries. Moving on, so today, if anyone had any questions or concerns regarding what we went over yesterday, I made a few calls this morning to invite people on the call, but it doesn't appear that there's anybody that accepted the invitation. So does anyone have anything? Congresswoman Goodfox, go ahead.
I was looking to see. Okay, well, we have Congresswoman Shaw, Congresswoman Stabler, Congresswoman Lemon, Speaker Pratt, Congressman Big Horse, myself, and the chair, Keane, here. And so I would just comment that I said yesterday that I would be a proponent of, you know, waiting through the weekend and still discussing and moving something out next week. And mainly my comment yesterday was because I wasn't sure where other people stood on whether they wanted to go the route of Select Committee of Inquiry or the route of the Special Counsel. And I can't remember if we're calling it that, Independent Counsel or Special Counsel. That I didn't know where other people felt comfortable, like if they, what their temperature check was, like were they ready to make a decision? I know I've made a decision, and I feel very comfortable in it. And so if there's no one else that, you know, I don't know about Congressman Big Horse or even you, Congressman Keane, how comfortable you all feel, but I would be willing to say I could make a decision today to send out to Congress for a full vote. And I just want to reiterate that, you know, We've asked for discussion, we've asked for feedback, we've provided two different areas. We don't have a choice, we have to make a decision on this. The Supreme Court opinions have said we cannot continue to have our rules include them by forcing them to pick our Select Committee of Inquiry. And we've already taken that language out of our rules, which means we have no rule. We have no rule. And we're charged with creating the rule through the Constitution. So that's just my comment, and I would like to hear from other people how they feel.
Does anyone else have anything? Go ahead, Congresswoman Shaw.
Good morning. Thank you, Chair. I would like to say I have been involved in all of the discussions, listened to everything, read both of them, and I feel more comfortable with the special counsel method moving forward. So that's what I have to say, and I'm very much in favor of that process, and I'm pretty set on it as opposed to the other process. So that is my opinion at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Shaw. Is there anyone else? Congressman Big Horse?
Yes, I'm pretty well made my mind up too. But we did say we'd give them over the weekend, to review it. So those that aren't on here, they may be, waiting for, the weekend. And so it doesn't matter. I'm good either way. I'm ready to vote.
Go ahead, Congressman.
Like I said, I don't know. We kind of promised we'd give some of them the weekend, so I don't know if they're on here or not.
Go ahead, Congresswoman Goodfox.
So I agree with that. And we do have a meeting
Tuesday
at 10:30, I think, is what time we're supposed to meet. Yes, 10:30 to 11. We don't have anything else to do. I've said all I needed to say. I'm a proponent of going to special counsel, and I would be okay waiting until Tuesday, and then at that point I think I would be willing to make a motion to move this out.
Thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox. Go ahead, Congressman Big Horse, and Congresswoman Stabler, you can go next.
Yes, sir. That's where I'm at, too.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead, Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes, just since we're taking some time to express ourselves, and after having had sat on a committee of inquiry and stuff, when I've been for this change since I first heard it, since Mr. Gill presented it. And I'm not going to change that opinion. I know some people have been wavering back and forth, but I think it's a very clean and efficient way for us to move forward. And so that's how I'll be voting.
Thank you. And if no one else has anything, I'd like to add that I, too, prefer the SCOI amended version. And since we made an initial promise to wait and let them read it over the weekend, we can meet again and then definitely pass something out. So that's kind of the game plan now. To be frank, I don't know if we're going to get more feedback in the next 3 days, but at least that window's there. So again, it's always appreciated. But does anyone else have anything? If not, the chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Thank you.
We are adjourned. Thank you.